quick, easy question for you guys. Who likes to play tag? Everybody? Does everybody like to play? Okay. I still like to play tag, even though I'm 48 years old. What? Have any of you ever played with my son Jordan? Come here. There's a word in English, it's called, it says relentless. It means you don't give up. And in the dictionary should be a picture of Jordan next to the word relentless. So even sometimes as we're walking here to church, one of us will walk up and go, you're it. And did you see? He instantly hit me. And so thanks to Jordan, they're all pretty much that way. We're all ready to like instantly hit right back and you're it. Now, what would happen if I took off and ran out the door? Would you still chase me? If I ran into the park and climbed up on the monkey bars, you still would chase me, right? But Jordan is like the perfect example of someone who doesn't quit, doesn't give up, and is relentless in chasing you. And you're wondering now, what does that have to do with a Bible message? Well, the Bible shows us all sorts of times where God is that way when he's pursuing people. He's relentless. He doesn't quit in going after someone. And today we're actually going to look at a woman named Rahab in the Old Testament. Now, the Israelites are ready to cross the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land. And Joshua sends out two men to go as spies again, like they did 40 years prior. He's sending two spies, though, this time into the land. And it's really interesting because they actually don't accomplish anything for the military in this story. But God uses those two men as he's pursuing Rahab and her family, and he saves her family and them. So the spies go to Jericho, and they go to Rahab's house, and they're hiding there. And the king of Jericho is told, there's two men here from Israel, and they're looking to spy out the city to see what they can do to attack us. Well, Rahab tells the two spies how everyone in Jericho is afraid of Israel, not because of them, but because they know how God has delivered so many countries into Israel's hands. So because Rahab recognizes that the God of Israel is the one true God, she asks them, can you provide safety for me and my family when the military comes and attacks us? So they give her something special to hang out the windows. Anyone know what it is? No, not here. They hand her a red scarlet cord. And they tell her to hang this in your window, and when the soldiers come and they see that cord, any one of your family that's in your house will be safe. And so it's pretty cool that through a red cord, she and her family are saved, and it's through Jesus' blood that we are saved. But while they are there, the king's messengers, the king of Jericho's men, come to Rahab's house and say, we hear their spies here. Where are they?
その二人をかくまってた時に、家にテルコの方の 王たち王のスパイたちが来てここに2人のスパイがいる思われてる。
And the spies are in a very interesting place. They're up on the roof. And up on the roof, they laid the grain from the harvest was up there drying, and they're up there laying down like this, hoping that they don't get caught. And when Rahab tells the king's men that they're not there, they believe her, and they go off looking for the spies. And so the spies head back to Joshua and tell him, we don't have to be afraid because everyone in that city is afraid of God and what he's doing for us. So we won't talk about the attack on Jericho today. We'll probably do that maybe next week. But I do want to point out a few things. Rahab is not an Israelite. And yet, if we go over to the first chapter in Matthew, guess where Rahab's name shows up? In the line of David leading down to Jesus. So God uses these two spies not just to save her, but she actually comes into a royal line, a royal family, and leads down, and eventually Jesus is one of her ancestors. And this shows us how God will pursue us. God pursues people to bring us into His family, into His royal lineage. And he started that pursuit of us by sending Jesus here on earth to die for us. But Jesus is coming back again, but the Bible says we don't know when. And 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the reason why Jesus has not come back yet. So if you read English, let's read this together. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
ある人たちは遅いと考えているようですが、
主は約束の実現を忘れさせておるのではありません。そうではなく、一人も滅びないで、皆が悔い改めるようにと、あなた方のために忍耐しておられるのです。
So Jesus has not come back yet because God is not want is wanting to save as many people as possible. And I'm sure you guys are smart enough. You do realize the two spies aren't alive anymore, right? So who's that lead for God to use to tell others about Him? Are you saying you, or are you have an answer that's going to provide? Us. He's going to use us. And is that us, just us older people? Does God want to use you? Are you going to see people at school that I will never see?
Yes,
you will. Oh, wait. I can see the same people. But that doesn't You kids go to school every day with kids that us adults will never see. Or maybe we'll see, but we won't get to talk to, right? And so this is so cool because God has pursued us and brought us into His family when we choose to follow Him, so that we can do like those spies and be a point of bringing salvation to others. And so as I was studying this story, I actually learned something new this time in that I never realized the spies really had no value to Israel's military.
この話を勉強してた時に今回気づいたのが、このスパイたちはそのイスラエル の軍隊のためには何もしていない。
But they are a great example for us as to how God will use us to pursue other people to bring them into His kingdom.
でも私たちにとってはすごく良い例えで、その周りの人をどうやって神様の家族として導くか、そういったとっても良い例えだと思います。
And so that's my prayer that just as God gave those spies boldness, He will give you boldness to tell others about this.
私の祈りは彼らに与えられた。もと同じように私たちに勇気が与えられるということです。
Can you do that?
できる。
Will you do that?
やる。
Yeah? Well, we're going to pray today that God will do that. We'll use you in special ways.
今日は神様がそのように私たちを用いてくださることを祈ります。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are so good and you are so powerful.
神様、あなたはとても力強く素晴らしいお方です。
And God, that there are no coincidences with you, but you actually ordain and order things to happen, like sending those spies to Rahab's sake.
あなたのご計画に偶然は何もなく、すべてはあなたの計画通りのことです。
And so God, just like you have sent them, you have sent us here. You put us here with a very specific purpose to tell others about you.
あなたが彼らを後に送ったように、私たち一人一人をここに送ってくださいました。
So Lord, I just ask that these children that are here today, you would work in their hearts and draw them closer to you.
子どもたちの心に働きかけ、彼らの心を引き寄せてください。
Lord, help them to make that choice that I will follow Christ.
で、あなたについていく、そういった決心を与えてください。
And oh Lord, just like those spies, I ask that you would please use these children to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, that through the children of Mizpah, the good news of Jesus Christ will be spread here in Japan. So Lord, I love you and I thank you that you choose to use us. So my heart's prayer, Lord, is that you will use these children. Thank you for being such a good God. I love you.
I think the children are heading upstairs. I just want to remind you guys that if you broke the roof, the ceiling upstairs, just come and talk with us. That would be really, just really helpful. The ceiling, yeah. A foot went through. The title of today's message is Pleasing God. Sometimes, do you ever remember a really old song?
今日はですね、実はこれ歌えないかな。主を喜ぶことは、主を喜ぶことは。知りますか？
Can
we sing it?
The joy of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 言われてね、あははって言ったらいろいろするんですけど、本当に。思い出しました。本当に私たちは喜ぶことを学ばなきゃいけないということです。
So, I really, God is really showing me that we need to learn joy.
パウロはですね、パウロの書簡の中でいっぱい何度も喜びなさいって叫んでます。
In the letters of Paul, he said so many times, rejoice.
私たち本当に喜ぶことを学びましょう。
We need to learn. What is rejoicing? We need to learn to live like that.
まず第一テサロニケから読みたいんですけれども。
First, I want to read from a passage from Second Thessalonians with you.
お読みします。いつも喜んでいなさい。絶えず祈りなさい。どんなことにも感謝しなさい。これこそキリストイエスにおいて神があなた方に望んでおられることです。
First Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
次はフィリピ書から読むんですけど、フィリピ書にはですね、もう十数回喜びなさいとあります。フィリピ書の一章を
読んでみますね。From Philippians, and actually in theLetter to the Philippians, which is only four chapters, many, many times, more than ten times, Paul says, rejoice.
私はあなた方のことを思い起こすたびに、私の神に感謝し、あなた方一同のために祈るためにいつも喜びによって祈ってます。
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Always rejoicing, always praying, and always being thankful is so important.
でもこの3つのことは深く関わりを持っています。
But all of these three things are linked together.
喜ぶこと、祈ること、感謝することは深いつながりがありますね。
The relationship betweenThe rejoicing between praying and being grateful, all of these things are so closely knit together.
ある時は祈ること、感謝することから私たちは喜ぶことができるんです。
When we are grateful, then we can be. When we pray, then that's when we can really have joy.
で、パウロはフィリピの人のために祈ってますけども。
Paul prays for the people in Philippi.
感謝してますね。喜んでいますね。
He's thankful for them. He rejoices when he thinks of them.
ひょっとしたらですね、喜ぶことが苦手な、また感謝することが苦手な人が国民がいるかもしれません。
Perhaps there are some cultures, some ethnicities, some people who are not good at rejoicing.
皆さん喜ぶこと感謝することが得意ですか？
So how about you? Are you good at rejoicing? Are you good at being thankful?
かつてですね、私は男は日本男女をニコニコするな、なんて言われたことがあります。ニコニコしちゃいけないんだ。
So a long time ago in Japanese culture, it was like ニコニコ。
男は。
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. Men and real men don't do that.
男は黙って。
So men should just be serious.
これはどうかと思うんですけれども。
So what do you think about that?
表情を変えないのがいいことだとされたりするんですね。
So sometimes, especially in Japanese culture, it's good not to change your expression.
そうですね。で日本に来て多分皆さん初めての方もいろんな何でしょう新しいことに気がつくと思いますけども。
So, maybe you haven't been in Japan that long or you don't know that much about Japanese culture, but there's different things that you might be surprised about.
他にはですね、例えば一応謙遜なふりをすることをします。
So,
謙遜な。
Don't say more. I'm trying to figure out what he said last time. He's saying words that don't translate into English, but what he's saying is we should be humble, sort of.
ですから、お土産を持って何か誰かプレゼントあげるときに変なものですけどとかね。
When you give someone a present, you say
つまらないものです。大したものではありませんとかつまらないものです。
He doesn't know what to say. You say this is nothing special. This is really a boring present that I'm giving you. Just, but please give
そこ謙遜のふりをすることは日本ではいいんですよ。
humility, but rather it's kind of like playing humility, like you play house, you play humility.
いくら自分の奥さんが綺麗でも、うちの奥さんは綺麗とは言いません。
So no matter how gorgeous your wife is, you can't ever say, oh, my wife is beautiful.
自分の子供がいくら成績が良くても、うちの子供の成績が良いとは言いません。
No matter how wonderful your children's grades are, you can't say, oh, my children are so smart.
私の愚い愚かな妻とか私の、愚足とか愚かな息子というふうに愚かをつけます。
So rather Japanese people would say, oh my worthless family, my worthless wife, my worthless children.
私たちは同時に反省会が好きです。
So at the same time in Japanese culture, we like to haveA time after a certain event, and we all talk about all the terrible things that we did wrong.
私たちはごめんなさいと言います。何でもごめんなさいです。So, もうごめんなさい、安全ですね。言っても大体平気です。
So, Japanese people say, I'm sorry all the time. Even when you're saying thank you, they say, I'm sorry.
So, ごめんなさい、ごめんなさい、ごめんなさいあるときは、Thank you を意味するんですね。
So, when maybe other cultures might say thank you so much, Japanese would say I'm sorry.
例えばですね。
For example,
私が何か物を落とします。
So, for example, I might drop something.
そしてもしリサさんが拾ってくれたら、ごめんなさいって言うんですね。
And if Lisa picks it up for me, rather than say, Lisa, thanks so much, oh thanks.I would say, oh, I'm so sorry.
ごめんなさいは、そういうことしてくれて、悪いんだけど、本当にありがとう。
So,
そういうことを意味がします
。That kind of feeling is really part of Japanese culture.
ですから私たちは本当にこう過去をこう、過去や現在に対して心配することが日本人はいいと思うことがあるんですけれども。
So, there's so many things that Japanese people, maybe think about the past or concerned about, worry about, and they think that that's okay.
でも、喜ぶことはどんなことでしょうか？
But how about rejoicing?
皆さん喜ぶときどうやって喜びますか？
How do you rejoice?
君かって笑いますか？
Do you smile?
もしか、飛び跳ねますか？
Jump up and down?
叫びますか？
Do you shout?
なかなか教会では少ないですけども、
so,
どうでしょうか？
How do you rejoice in church?
もしみんな教会でみんながやったーとかやってたらどうですか？
So how would you be if people said, Yeah, hallelujah!
もしかね、こう抱き合って、ああ、やったって、私たちは、本当にする時が必要なのかもしれないですね。
So, maybe we need time like that. Amen.
私たちはいつも自分が弱い、自分が罪深いっていう反省会をするのではなくて、
So we don't need to always be like, oh, I'm so good, I'm so bad, no, I can't do anything right. We don't always need to be...
確かに私たちは神様の前で悔い改めをすることは必要です、大切です。
Certainly it's so important to repent and to turn toward God.
でも私たちは主の恵みを見て祝福を見て神様感謝しますということをみんなで叫ぶことも必要なんですね。
We should just rejoice and be so grateful for the grace of God, and we can shout hallelujah.
先週も言いました、大きな布、白い布を見て、先週も言いましたけど、もし大きな白い布を見て、隅に小さなシミがあったときに、この布で何を見ますかという問いに、多くの人がシミを見ると言います。
So if you looked at that white cloth and you asked a lot of people, oh, what do you see? They would see the tiny, tiny little dirty place on the white cloth.
確かにシミはありますけども、でも私たちはもっと大きな部分の祝福と恵みに私たちは目を注いで感謝をする必要があります。
There are certainly problems, but we need to set our eyes on God's grace, and we need to set our eyes on all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us.
アーメンですか？
アーメン。
アーメンですか？本当に神様の祝福を見る目をいただきましょう。
We need eyes that see the blessings of God. Amen.
今まで私たちがここまで来たことは本当に多くの神様との恵みと祝福がありました。数えられますか？いっぱいあります。
Since you started a relationship with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, can you even count all the blessings that God has poured on you?
今日のメインのテキストですね、フィリピの4章の4節から9節までにしました。
Today, I want, for the main text, I want to read from Philippians chapter 4.
お読みしますね。
I'm going to read.
主において常に喜びなさい。重ねて言います。喜びなさい。あなた方の広い心がすべての人に知られるようになさい。主はすぐ近くにおられます。どんなことでも思い煩うのをやめなさい。何事につけ、感謝を込めて祈りと願いを捧げ、求めているものを神に打ち明けなさい。そうすればあらゆる人知を超える神の平和があなた方の心と考えとキリストイエスによって守るでしょう。
You read English, please join me. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything...By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
そしてこのフィリピの手紙の、背景をお話ししますけれども。
Let's just think a tiny bit about the background.To Paul's letter to the Philippians.
これはパウロが書いた書簡です。
Paul wrote this letter.
大体西暦の60年前後と考えられています。
And probably it was written about 60 years or so after the crucifixion.
パウロはローマでも囚人の身でした。
He was a prisoner in Rome.
彼はですね、フィリピンの教会のリーダーや信徒の人たちにこの手紙を書いています。
And Paul wrote this letter to the leaders of the church in Philippi.
このフィリピンの教会はアジアで最初に立ち上がった教会の一つです。
And this church was one of the earliest churches.
で、本当にですね、パウロに反対する人もいましたけど、本当にパウロのことをのため、パウロのために祈り、パウロのために財政的な支援をしている教会でした。
Actually, there were some people in the church that opposed Paul, but many of the people really prayed for him and they were really supportive of him.
でもですね、本当にパウロがこのフィリピの教会を愛したことが、これを手紙を読むとよくわかります。
But if we read the letter to the Philippians, we see how much Paul loved the people in that church.
本当にここで何度も主にあって喜びなさいと勧めるんですけれども。
And many times he said, I rejoice in the Lord.
この手紙には13回以上喜びなさいって言葉が出てきます。
But more than 13 times Paul says to them, rejoice.
もう喜びがこのフィリピの手紙には散りばめてる喜びの書のようです。
So we might nickname the letter.The letter of rejoicing, letter of being happy.
で、パウロは喜んでるんですけど、何を喜んでると思いますか?
So Paul is rejoicing, but why? Why is he rejoicing?
このフィリピの信徒たちがしっかりとキリストにつながっていることを喜んでるんです。
Because the people, the Christians at Philippi were really connected with Christ and they were walking out their faith.
いろんな困難があるにもかかわらず、しっかりと信仰に立っていることを喜んでいるんです。
They were experiencing various trials, but at the same time, they were connected. Their faith was strong.
もうその知らせを聞いただけで彼はもう嬉しいんですね。フィリピの人たち頑張ってる感謝と彼は思っているんです。
And when Paul heard the news of what was happening in Philippi, he was rejoicing.
自分の信仰の子供たちがしっかりと立っているのがもう一番の喜びなんですね。
It was nothing could make Paul happier than to hear that the children, his children in the faith were strong and their relationship with Christ was strong.
毎週ですね、マークさんがここに立って子供のメッセージをしてくださいます。
Mark, is faithfully gives the message to the kids almost every week.
私たちの祈りは子供たちがイエス様を信じて救いにして信じることは私たちの願いですね。
It's our heart's desire that all of the Mizuba kids would really commit their lives to following Christ.
一人でも二人でも本当に将来ですね、マークさんに。マークさん、私イエス様信じました。イエス様素晴らしいってマークさんに言ったらマークさん喜びますよ。
So we're so sure that in the future, if any of them see Mark and say, oh, Mark, I'm really strong in my faith. I'm really living my life for Christ. Mark would just jump up and down.
もうこれ、神様にこうしてますから、祈ってください。マークさん祈ってください。マークさん、本当に一生懸命祈りますよ。
If they said to him, Mark, would you pray for me? Please pray for me. Mark would joyfully pray for them. Pray
ですから、そのように、パウロはフィリピの人たちを聞いて、嬉しかったんですね。
So in the same way,